Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind.
Blessed be the Most High God. I thank God for each and every one of you because he is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you right now, I feel a stirring in the atmosphere, and I prophesize this morning that your spiritual life and your prayer life was never going to be the same, not many days in. I thank the Lord, and I give honor to our Father and our Savior, our Lord in Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you're going into a season, you're going into a time where God is shifting the body of Christ and doing another shifting to find out, my God Almighty, are you ready for the test? And are you ready for the call? I'm telling you right now, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he will endure to the end. And I got a question this morning. Are you a endurer to the end? Or are you an individual that had an emotional outburst in your life that you are just waiting on God to do something for you right then in that season and that moment? Are you really ready to be converted? Are you really ready for the things of God to come into your life? You is in the season right now. Listen, saints of God, I'm not going to be on too long because I thank God for our team and for our family. My God, they're doing an awesome job. And just in a few moments, our very own Pastor Smith is really going to grab the reins back again. But I want to send a special shout out to my mom, to my spiritual son, Brother Joe. We thank God for him today at his birthday. And I want to thank everybody internationally. We thank God for each and every one of you. The United Kingdom, France, Australia. My God, Norway, we thank God for you as well. We bless God. And we still pray for you over there in Puerto Rico and our different families that are still trying to restore their life from the storm. And I thank God right here in our very own United States of America. My God, Los Angeles, my God, we praying for you over there in Las Vegas. We keep you up in prayer in also the grieving families there as well. Nevada, we thank God for you as well. Florida, Alabama, Georgia, right here in our local own town. Tennessee, North Carolina. My God, we give God the glory for you as well. Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, we thank God for you as well. Saints of God, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now that that is a story. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, he said, listen, I'm moving into a season, and you're going into a season to where I'm not gonna release the fire on the people. They're gonna, if they want it, they will be cultivated. If they want it, it will happen for them. If they want it, the hope is gonna be there. Thanks to God. In other words, what God is saying, my God Almighty, it's his doing for a lot of things that we are specifically and being persistent and getting order in our life. But the question is, are you really wanting? Are you really want the things that God has for you? Are you really want the changes that needs to be made in your life? Or are you just going through an emotion, my God, highs and lows, and you really don't want it? You really want changes to happen around you, but you really don't want to adapt to the change. Y'all hear me this morning? My God Almighty, we're going through a season to where God's going to make sure man is see man. And God's going to make sure that you see yourself, amen? Because a lot of times we can get caught up into individual prayers. We can get caught up into what individuals are doing and what individuals are saying. We can get caught up into some words of inspiration. We can get caught up into our prayer partner to where we get set back on and we get a breakthrough. But it comes to a time, it comes to a season to where you're going to have to step up as men and women of God and say, you know what, I'm sick and tired, and I'm not going to be allowing these issues or these habits to hold me down anymore. I'm not going to be allowing it. It comes to a season to where God is saying, I'm not going to baby you no more. I've been teaching you, I've been giving you, I'm giving you all the tools, I'm giving you everything that you need, and now I'm not going to be in the position to baby you. Saints of God, God is expecting for each and every one of you at some point in your spiritual walk to have accountability. accountability and take accountability for your walking, for your different things that you have. Accountability for your prayer life. Accountability for your relationship with Him. Accountability for your walk with Him. My God Almighty, if you have to constantly chastise or constantly run off an individual, that lets you know that the individual is fine where they're at. They want everything else to change for them, but the individual don't want to change. In the business with God, God wants us, my God Almighty, as individuals to do the changes within our spirit. I challenge each and every one of you as we begin and seeking the spirit of the face of the spirit of the living God. You're going to have to make some changes, my God Almighty. God say, I don't gave you all the tools and I gave you everything that you need to make the changes in your life. I gave you everything that you need for you to advance and for you to fail. Now you're going to cause your personality, you're going to cause your habits, you're going to cause your ways to get ready to allow you to miss the blessing that I have for you, says God. Saints of God, I know that you're ready to be in your blessed place. I know that you're ready, but you're going to have to understand that I'm going to have to do some work. I'm going to have to do some work if I want to be blessed in this next season, if I want to be blessed in this part that we are going into. My God Almighty, I just give God the glory and I give God the honor because I think it's worthy to be praised. I know that God, I know many of us, we use these terms. God going to do it, God going to do it, God going to do it. Well, the very question that I have to the body of Christ, if God's going to do everything for us, the Bible would never say that I gave you the power to heal the sick. I gave you the power to cast out devils. If the Spirit of the living God said, I'm going to do everything for you, if the Spirit of the living God said, I'm going to take care of everything for you, He will never say, I will die. He will never say that I'm going to equip you to do the assignment. I'm going to equip you to do the work. Saints of God, you got to understand that God is equipping you. In the middle of you are equipped. Now God said, now I'm moving into a season and you're moving into a time to what I don't equip you with. You're going to have to begin to walk on it on your own. So all your little habits that God's been trying to say, hey, you need to get in order. You need to stop this. Come on. I need to have this here. Trying to train you for different and higher callings. Trying to train you for different things to come in the floodgates to get ready to come into your life. Give you more skills. Give you skills that you need so you can be successful and have greater income. Now, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to get ready to walk in this season. My God Almighty, and I'm telling you right now, some of you are going to be able to make the path, but some of you are not, because you're so used to being catered to. You're not used to catering to the Spirit. You're used for the Spirit to be catering you. Even as a child, have a certain time frame for where the parents going to cater to you. And after a while, the parents will let you know that, listen, daughter, listen, son, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, I got a prophetic word in my belly. I just want to release this, and I'm going to move out the way, my God, because our team's doing an excellent job. Even as a child, at some point in their life with the parent is going to be like, listen, I don't talk to you. I don't train you. I taught you how to clean the dishes. I trained you how to clean the house. I taught you how to make up your bed. I trained you how to fold up your clothes. Now it's come to a time to where you're going to have to do this for yourself. Mama or daddy is not going to be there all the time. Mama or daddy is not going to be there holding your hand all the time. You're going to start to learn how to do things for yourself. I know many of us don't have that speech. Many of us don't have that speech. Well, it comes to a time and it comes to a walk with God. Say, I don't train you. I don't taught you. I don't gave you all the tools that you need so you can keep coming into my presence, so you can keep staying on fire. I don't gave you the tools that you need, my God Almighty, so you can be sold out before me. I don't gave you the tools that you need so you can submit yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto me. Now it comes to a time I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. I feel the presence of the living God. It comes to a time to where God say, now daughter, now son. Now you got to begin to walk. Now you got to begin to walk. Saints of God, it's a joyful thing to where God could trust you as a mature individual. That's the place to where God said, I know now. You can handle the bearing thing. A child can only handle so much. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. Many of you are trying to walk into your blessed place. And you're trying to walk into the place of more than a blessing with God. You understand this and understand this clearly before I get off this line. A child can only handle so much. It's only so much a parent could give to a child before my God Almighty, before they say you are ready. They got to see that you are able to handle this little bit. They got to see you able to handle this little bit of responsibility before they can give you more responsibilities. Before a parent allow a child to go off and drive with a car by he or she self, they don't roll with the parent for a little bit. The parent don't coax them. The parent don't talk them. The parent don't say, hey, you turn it the wrong way. You got to wait. You got to wait. Read this traffic sign. This light right here. You turn a left-hand turn. My God, you got to wait on that right lane over there. They got the right of way. My God Almighty. And once they found trustworthy walking with the parent, my God, the parent builds up more trust into the child. Before it gives the child the responsibility that that the child desires to walk. You know that every child, even us, was like that at some point. Mama, let me have your car. I want to go out with my friends. The mama say, no, you're not ready yet. It's many things that I can see that you're not ready. You're not mature yet. Even though you're developing the skills, but you're not ready. How many of us is like that with the spirit of the living God? That God is telling us, like, listen, daughter, you're not ready yet, even though you're developing the skills, but yet you're not ready. I'm telling you, saints of God, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost to order to reach into that abundance of place with God. God got the means to be able to trust you. Why is God ready to pour down his spirit that he can't even trust you to be in prayer on time? Y'all ain't hear me this morning. Why do he need to pour his blessing into your life? My God Almighty, you only cry for him when there's hell coming into your life. Why do you want to enlarge your territory and then you having a hard time to stay focused with what you have now? I dare you this morning. You make up in your mind all over this world that I want more of God. I want him to reign in my life. But you're going to have to show God that you're able to handle what's in your life. So God says that I'm going to release my people and I want them to walk like they should. Like I want them to walk on their own. So what God is saying in this season, saints of God, many of you are going to get ready to go into a phase to where you're going to say, where's the bread of God in my belly? Pastor cannot set me back on fire. What's going on? Because God said, you got to be mature enough and seasoned enough so you can come to the fire yourself. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Where is it, God? My appetite of intercession, my appetite to get into your word. What happened, God? I'm going to the church, God. I feel a little something, but it's not there like it used to. Is it the problem with the church? No, it's not going to be the problem with the church. God said you're going to have to come up for yourself. See, saints of God, you got to understand. God don't want you to depend on the pastor. He don't want you to depend on the apostle. He don't want you to depend on the teacher or the evangelist or your prayer partner. He don't want you to depend, my God Almighty, on anybody. He wants you to depend on him. So God says, I'm going to have to cut all the ability cords, cut all the connections, allow you to reconnect to me. It's a blessing thing, but some of you, it might be a scary thing because you're so used to being catered to, but you're not used to being the caterer, the one that caters. Now you're going to have to change your position. God is answering your prayers, brother. God is answering your prayers, mother. You're going to have to be the one to begin to transition into the position of the one that caters. Jesus was the one that caters. And he catered to the people. And also he catered to the disciple. And if you're ready for this threshold blessing, this blessing that's going to take you into the thrust of part of God. My God Almighty, I dare you this morning, begin to make up your mind that I'm going to change some things in my life. I'm going to begin to walk in order. I'm going to begin to get out of all this thing. Let me tell you something, saints of God. You got to do a troubleshoot. I love the things that my God Almighty Pastor Smith really gave us. You got to do a maintenance report over yourself. Do a self-check, a self-evaluation. Saints of God, if you see some things out of order, even in your personal life, even though the job tells you, you need to meet with me at 10 o'clock. Then you walk up in there at 10:03. You feel as though you're comfortable. No, baby, you still late because you're not there at 10 o'clock. You there at 10:03. Get all this stuff out of your life that you don't feel comfortable with because it's going to mess up your blessing. And before God say, I get another blessing that is contaminated, I'd rather not give you the blessing. Before I release a blessing in your life, again, to be contaminated, I'd rather not than give you another blessing. Lord, have mercy. I feel the power of the living God. I feel the power of the living God. So I charge you this morning, before I get off this air, I charge each and every one of you that you make up in your mind and say that this is not nothing to have to do with my local church. This doesn't have anything to do with my pastor. This doesn't have anything to do with my prophet. This has something to do with me getting a place with God. And I know that it's some things that I need to get in order in my personal life. I know it's things that I need to get in order in my natural life. God been chastising. God been teaching. God been telling you to come, come, come. Now, baby, now that test and to get ready to come into your life, it's either you're going to make the grade or you're not going to make the grade. Some of you, you cannot afford not to make the grade because this season depends on your life. This season depends on your heartbeat. This season depends on your blessed plate. This season depends if you're going to, my God, going to be strong enough to walk or you're going to be weak enough to just fall. This season depends on it. So you cannot make the grade, my God Almighty. It's time, saints of God, so you can get up into that place. I don't need nobody to trigger the fire inside of me. I'm going to trigger the fire inside of myself. If I got to cry out to God all night, let me cry out to God all night. I don't need nobody to tell me to get up on time for prayer. My God, I understand if a prayer is at 10 o'clock and I got up at 10 o'clock and 45 seconds, I'm late. And I got to realize I'm late. And in this that is in my spirit, take me out of the way of profession. It is not of God, and I got to deal with it. If not, I'm going to miss my blessing. Oh, Jesus. I got to have a spirit of a faster without somebody trying to coax me to fast. Why? Now, I'm talking to the saints, my God. Y'all been walking for a while. Now, God said, now it's time for you to walk. It's time for you to come up out of that infant nest It's time for you to come out of that incubator. It's time for you to get up out of that incubator. I know you've been feeling good. My God Almighty, they adjust the temperature and different things like that. Now, baby, it's time for you to come out of, because God want to take you into a higher place. God want to be able to trust you with greater blessings in your life. And right now, he's saying it's going to have to come into you. Now, saints of God, you're going to have to get ready to prove yourself to God. Don't think, my God Almighty, there's something wrong with the pastor, or something wrong with your local church, to where you don't feel the Holy Ghost like you used to feel. No, because you're going to have to be the one to go there for yourself. You're going to have to be the one to tap into that place for yourself. God is not going to allow nobody to bring you into the place, my God, into the throne room. You're going to have to go into the throne room for yourself. You're going to have to get in the face of God for yourself. And I'm telling you right now, when your parents could trust you, when your parents say, I don't have to worry about my daughter, I don't have to worry about my son, they mature enough to handle this, they mature enough to go this way, they mature enough, I feel so they're going to be all right, even though I'm living here and they don't live into another state, they mature enough that they're going to be able to survive, they're going to pay their bill, because they showed they self worthy in my house, they showed they self worthy when I was with them, they showed they self worthy, my God, when I was training them, they showed me they can handle the truth. I don't gave them a little bit of a line, and I found myself worthy. It's something when your parents can find you worthy, find you trustworthy. I know they're going to be all right. Got the confidence in God. Got the confidence in you. That's what God want to have inside of you. He want to make sure that he found you worthy. He trusts you for this next level. He trusts you for this next position. He trusts you, my God Almighty. I feel the Holy Ghost. This is the place that God has want you to dwell in. This is the place where prophet has to dwell in. I don't have nobody to tap on my phone and say, now, prophet, it's time for you to get up now. You got to make sure you're coming with that fire. You got to make sure you're praying hard. You got to make sure you give a 100. Now, prophet, it's time for you to make sure you give a call. No, baby, I'm into that place of that threshold with God. When God said, I don't have to worry about my son. Is he going to give it all? I don't have to worry about my son. Is God talking the same about you? Are you walking into perfection? It's time for you to walk into perfection. Oh, my God, it's time for you to walk in perfection. I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I just want to release that right now in that sound word that God gave me to give to you this morning. Saints of God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's no more excuses. God, I don't work all day. I don't been so busy all night and all morning. I can't get in prayer, God. I just couldn't make it because my body's so tired. God, I took medicine and I took this, God. Baby, you should be in a place now to where you're mature enough to understand that, listen, I got to meet God. I got responsibility to handle. Let me manage things in my life. Let me manage things that I know that I'm going to have trouble with. You got to have that mature mind. Some of you, your mind ain't mature yet, and now you're not ready for the blessing, and God is not ready to give you the blessing because we come with all this. I just did. When you deal with a person, God, every time they come to the table, they got an excuse about this, excuse why they late, excuse about this, excuse why they doing this, excuse about that. They still in a little child state, but even though they spiritual body, my God, might look like an adult, but their mind state is still as a child state. And y'all hear me? And God said, that person is not ready for what I have for them. So God don't give them abundance. He give them just a little bit of trickle. I want all God won't have for me. So if you want all God has for you, you got to walk into a place of accountability. You got to walk into a place that when I have a set order in my life, I'm going to follow this set order, this set structure. And I'm not going to use any excuses. Why? Pastor, love each and every one of you. But I'm going to have to help you and start shutting some things down. You need to start helping folks to start. Businessmen, businesswomen. If you got a set point at this time, but yet they still want to struggle in and just struggle in at 05 and 06, and this is a pattern. What I'm talking about, God is talking about a pattern with your life. You're going to have to settle down. Because God want to make sure that he can give you more in your life and you're able to manage it. Or why steal that? He want to make sure that he can spend you're able to manage it. So things that you cannot tolerate yourself. It's things in your life that you ain't going to be able to tolerate yourself. And it's no harm in just like, baby, I can't baby you no more. We don't nourish you. Can't do it no more. Because the things of God, when you start using these excuses and people start using the excuses, especially if they don't walk with God for a little while and don't been with them, don't seen his miracle, you know what? I've been like this for 10 years. I've been like this for 10 years. I ain't going to change overnight. Maybe some change can take place instantly. It's because you don't want to change. You don't got happy. You don't got comfortable in that situation, in that type of mentality, and now you don't want to change. My God, I'm just not going to change. You just work with me. I'm going to be, how long that God got to be patient with you? How long? My God Almighty, you're going to be missing so many blessings because you telling God, you just be patient with me. God, be patient. God been patient with you for years. Years, time after time, months after month. It ain't the fact that God want to be patient. You trying to have the spirit of control, and you want to control the spirit or control God. When you feel like coming over, when you feel like crossing over, then you can get some things in trouble. Baby, it doesn't work like that with God. God is the boat, and God saying, now is the time. Oh, Jesus. My God, God is very stressing this morning, saints of God, that God is very, he want a lot of you, it's time for you to grow up. It's time for you, a lot of you, to get out of the diapers and out of the bottle, because you're not outgrowing, and get out of that nest. It's time for some of you to get out of the incubator. That's when the baby first come out of the womb. And they adjust that body temperature and bring that body, get that temperature where it needs to be. And they put them in this incubator, this heat area, this little spot that brings heat. My God, some of you so been so used to being catered to. Now God say, now it's time for you to start learning how to be the responsible caterer. And for some of you that is already into the position, where God is trusting you to be leaders and God is trusting you. Now God says, now it's time for you to make sure you have enough standards and that you are not withering by. Because he want to make sure he's able to trust you to give you more. If you're going to settle for things that happening in your life or happening around you, God going to realize, I cannot give you more. I know that this probably coming across, my God, this morning a little bit of rough. But I just want you blessed, and I want you to know the concerns. I know that many of you don't have a lot of cars and houses prophesied to you in your season and your time. Well, let me tell you something, saints of God, this is true. You can move into the time and the season now. But it ain't no sense of me to dwell on that part that is going to be given to you if you don't got the other part together. Because you can have the bleeping on your wall and you can have the expectation to come. But if you don't have the other part together, well, God got to say, I trust you and trust you to give you this here. You're not going to receive. You're not going to be able to get it. I want you to get it all over the world, internationally. I want you to get it. You got to prove yourself to your parents. That you're mature enough that you can handle more responsibility. You're mature enough you can venture out on your own. You're mature enough that you can handle all your responsibility that dwells in your house. So your parents can give you more responsibility, more leeway, and trust you with personal things. If we all do a self-evaluation this morning, when we look in our life, Can God trust us? Can God say you're mature enough to be over people? You're mature enough to handle more things in your life. You're mature enough so I can give you more finances in your life. You're mature enough so I can tell you the personal and secret things of my spirit. You're mature enough. You can handle. You only go so far with a child. But with an adult that is mature and seasoned enough, you can get to the place where you can feel like you can impart your own personal life to them and know that they're mature enough to know what to do with it. So, Pastor, I want to just drop by and just give you these prophetic words and just want to drop by and just tell you that you're going to get ready to go into your blessed place. Because God spoke to me, he said, son, I'm finna do a crazy and remarkable things in the people's lives. But they got to make sure that they're mature enough to handle it. They don't have to call on me anymore to send down fire. They need to come to the fire. You know where the fire is at. You need to go to it and have your and be mature enough. Know that I am dim. My spirit is getting low. I got to feel back up. I don't have to wait on a pastor. I don't have to wait on the next minister. I don't have to wait on Pastor Smith. I don't have to wait on Mother Jessen to come bring me there. I got to get there for myself because I know that I need gas in my car, and I don't have to sit around the house and wait on Mama and say, Mama, I need gas, and Mama say, why you ain't going to get the gas? I didn't have no money. Now I'm mature enough to have my own, hold my own, have some flow corn in. And Mama calls and boy, did you put gas in that car? Yes, ma'am, I put gas in that car, and I filled the tank all the way up. Woo, you don't move past from the $3 and the $5 putting in my tank. Now you're filling it up. I think you're getting this, son. God want to know, are you getting it? And he want to be for sure. He, are you getting it for you? He can give you the response, give you more response. Possibility that is going to bless not only you spiritually, but going to bless you naturally as well. I give God thanks. I thank God for each and every one of you. My God, Pastor Smith, God bless you. It's turned over to you and Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you too, Pastor. Amen. Praise God. Hearken unto the voice of the prophet. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have Mother Jackson to come on and lead us to the throne of grace. Mother Jackson.
Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you. First, I give honor to God. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, each and every one in their respectable places, in the name of Jesus. God, we come this morning once more, God. Lord, Lord, God, just thanking you, Lord, Lord, God, for another brand new day, God. Another new beginning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the Lord of shake for the blood of Jesus this morning, God. Lord of all shake, God, we thank you for teaching us how to be obedient. And to you, God, Lord of all shake, and to our leaders this morning, Lord of all shake, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for turning things around, God. Lord of all shake, God, we thank you for the God of all shake, God, this new thing, Lord of all shake, God, that you're doing in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, this morning, Lord of all shake, God, we ask you this morning, God, that you open your people's eyes, Lord of all, God, and let them see, Lord of all, the things that we see around us. It's you showing us, Lord of all, I'm soon to come, Lord of all, God. We thank you this morning for letting us know, God. We need to all be getting ready, Lord of all, yes, Lord, come, Lord of all, in a hurry. Ah, God, to get out, Lord of all, let you get us in order, God. Lord of all, God, we've been down on bending knees, God, crying out to you like never before, God. We ask God, Lord of Shea, God, that you become the Lord of Shea, heal, deliver, and set they kept them free, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, how Lord of Shea, God, that you have your perfect will, God, in your way, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, let us be kept with Lord of Shea, God, for the things that come from our lips, Lord of Shea, God. Lord of Shea, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your love and kindness, God, oh, Moshe. We know that you have drawn us and needed, oh, Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you continue, Lord, oh, Moshe, to breathe on them, God. Breathe on the Ikorabosha on the inside, God, and let them continue to push like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the truth that's falling off of your true prophets, Ikorabosha, and your true ministers, Ikorabosha. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the fire, Ikorabosha. Oh, God, continue to turn the fire up, God. Continue to burn everything out of us that's not like you, God. Continue to stretch us, God, Ikorabosha. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to lay before you, God, like never before, God. Let us cry out to you, God, oh, Moshe, God. Let us do amateur on ourselves, God. Oh, Moshe, God. Let us surrender all to you, God, oh, Moshe. God, let us sail out to you, God. God, oh, Moshe. Let us push like never before, God. Oh, God, oh, Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning, God. We lift our husbands up to you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, Moshe, God. Continue to wide brine on them, God. Continue to burn out with them, God, oh, Moshe, like you, God. Continue to let them be made to the Moshe of you, God. Walking like you, God, oh, Moshe, God. Talking like you, God, oh, Moshe. Praying like never before, God. Laying before the God, oh, Moshe, God. Putting their plate away, God. Laying before you, God, oh, Moshe, God. Let us know it's time. He called the Moshe, it's time. He called the Moshe, it's time to come to the Moshe. It's time to come to Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for continuing to save and soul, God. Continue to draw them near to you like never before, God. We thank you, Lord Moshe, God. In the little by shot, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We ask you, Lord Moshe, God. Have your way in our life, God. In us, through us. In the name of Jesus, God. Give us that hunger, that thirst, that we kind of want more and more of you, God. Lead us like never before, God. We are hungry and thirsty, God. For your word, God. The way we live, God. We're thirsty, God. God. We want to walk like you, God. We want to talk like you, God. We want to come to before you, God. Like never before, God. And just constantly say, yes, you will, God. Whatever you want me to do, God. Yes, you will, God. We want to be obedient to your will, God. Yes, you will, God. We want to walk like you, Hara Moshe. Yes, you will, God. Echo the Moshe, God. Let us see like you see, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Breathe on us this moon of the Moshe, God. Even on the prayer line, God. Begin to shake your people, God. Begin to shake them like never before, God. See your minister angels, God. The minister of spirit, God. Echo the Moshe, God. Get in order. Out of the Moshe, God. Echo the Moshe, yes, God. Get in order. Echo the Moshe, a little bit. Line up with the word of God. He comes up on say hi. He comes up on say, oh, be this and I speak this morning. He comes up on my people. How about Shata? He called up on Shata. He comes up on say, God. Yes, I hear the most Shata. Yes, Lord. Open their eyes, Lord Moshe. Ears that they may hear, God. So, Lord Moshe. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. He called up Moshe, God. We thank you this morning, God, for getting us in orders, God. He called up Moshe, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, Lord Moshe, for your Holy Ghost. He called up Moshe. It's in control this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue, God. Oh, Lord Moshe, God. Break that heart, God. Coldness, God, that darkness, he quotable shake, God. Bring your light, quotable shine. Shine like never before. At the quotable shake, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning. In the name of the Father, oh, oh, oh. The name of the Father, he quotable shake. The Son, he quotable shake. And the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Have the quotable way. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank God, Mother. Thank God for that awesome anointed prayer. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, ADM, International Partners, and our partners in the USA. God bless you on this morning. Amen. I tell you what. The pastor, the prophet came with an awesome word this morning. Amen.
Yes, hey.
It makes you want to sit up and pay attention. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
PMCS, check your life. Amen.
Yes.
See that it's pleasing to God.
Amen.
Work. Work so God can use you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. See, the word says, when I was a child, I spake and I acted like a child. But when I became a man, praise God, I put away those childish things, praise God. And see, we have to put on a sincere heart for God in servitude. Amen to God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Everything the pastor was saying, some of those things, they hit me, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We need to live so our lives, praise God, will be a living example. Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
You know, Paul said, make your body a living sacrifice. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Heed to what the prophet is saying. Praise God.
Amen.
You can only be blessed when you're obedient. Obedience
Amen.
Is better than sacrifice on today, saints. Praise God. And I'm not going to be before you long. I just like to say that, you know, the Smith family's heart is a little heavy this morning. You know, we lost three loved ones last week. Amen. Praise God. And the oldest was 93 and the youngest was 43. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what, God is still in control. Amen. Praise God. And it's good to know that, you know, even though the Lord will call one home,
yes.
that their life stood for Christ. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So, weeping may endure for a night, but you know our joy, praise God, it comes in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. And just think, we thank God for another day's journey for being here.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, amen.
Because we didn't have to be here. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. So, you know, it has to be something on the inside of you to
yes.
make you want to say, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost moving on the inside of you, telling you to go ahead. Go ahead,
yes.
go ahead,
yes.
praise God. This morning, get the zeal back to serve God. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. We can't be slowful. Amen. And you know what? We can't operate in stunted growth and praise to God. Amen.
Yes.
You know what stunted growth is? That's when, you know, you see the little short individual and it didn't grow real tall. Well, they had stunted growth. Amen. Speaking about our spiritual lives, amen, don't stunt your growth in the spirit. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You know God is telling you to do something? Do it. Praise
amen.
God. And do it on time. Be in alignment. So when you're in place, in position, God can use you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Remember, it's not about us, but it's
Amen.
About somebody else that God is going to send across your path. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. See, we are family,
yes.
and we are peculiar people. Praise God.
Amen.
He called us peculiar. So we're not just like the world, operating out there all willy-nilly. We're not like them. So we have to operate in excellence. Praise God. That's where God wants us. And the more we operate in excellence, the more that we operate with a zeal for God, the more we operate with a commitment, praise God, the higher in elevation he takes us. Amen. So we don't get there by osmosis. Amen. That it automatically happens. Oh, no. Amen. Because God looks at the heart of man. He's looking at your heart today, saints. Praise God. He's looking at us. Amen. We are the leaders. We are the ones, amen, to make a difference. We are the peacekeepers, praise God. Amen. Amen. Say, charity first starts at home. Amen. Then we need to listen to what the prophet telling us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Take heed. Amen. Take heed.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Watch and pray and do your duty as a child and a saint of the living God on today.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. Praise God. Because God, amen, made us for his glory and for his benefit. Amen.
Yeah.
On today.
Yeah.
Reach one, touch one. Amen. Bring one along on today. Say something to somebody, amen, about the good news of Jesus Christ on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's all I got to say. I tell you, the word that the prophet brought, ooh, it's just bubbling in my soul right now. And that's
amen.
Enough for today.
Yes.
But you come on back tonight, 7 p.m. sharp. Well, we're going to have our own Mother Helen come.
Amen.
I don't know if she's going to do a drive-by. I don't know if she's going to do a sit-down and shoot. But either
amen.
Way, you come on back and get a word from the Lord from our own Mother Helen tonight
amen.
At 7 p.m. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to see you then. Until then, have a God-blessed day.
There was